Radio Prague News. A Czech Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing at Ruzyně Airport after one of the pilots died on board. Fresh snow has caused travel chaos around the country. And the government has approved a proposal for crime victims to get greater protection and assistance from the state. A Czech Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing at Ruzyně Airport midday on Wednesday after one of the pilots died on board. The plane was bound from Warsaw to Prague when control was alerted to have medics on standby because one of the pilots had collapsed. The plane landed safely and, according to an airline spokeswoman, there was no threat to passenger safety. However, doctors were unable to help the 55-year-old pilot, who was pronounced dead upon arrival. Fresh overnight snowfall across the Czech Republic has caused considerable travel woes for drivers across much of the country, according to the CTK news agency. Daytime temperatures around 0 Celsius in non-highland regions have left roads wet and slippery. Traffic police reported huge pile-ups on the D1, D5 and D8 motorways, all of which had to be closed for several hours in the course of the day. In the Hradec Králové region, snowfall caused a shutdown of the Náchod border crossing with Poland, while the road leading from the town of Vrchlabí to the ski resort Spindlerův Mlýn is only accessible with the use of snow chains on tyres. There have also been reports of severe train disruptions. The Cabinet on Wednesday approved a proposal for crime victims to get greater protection and assistance from the state. The amendment to the law proposed by the Justice Ministry says crime victims should be offered legal advice, financial aid, or short-term protection when necessary. A crime victim would also be able to refuse a direct confrontation with a perpetrator of the crime. At the present time, there is no code of conduct specifying how the police or state attorneys should treat crime victims, and critics say their conduct often leaves much to be desired. The Cabinet also approved an amendment to the law which would help the police crack down on petty theft. Theft of goods under 5,000 crowns is currently a misdemeanor, but under the amendment, more than 3 thefts within a given space of time would be considered a criminal offence. The move targets repeat offenders who steal on a regular basis, mainly in the country's shopping malls and hypermarkets. The amendment, which will now be put to Parliament, would necessitate setting up a central register of these offences. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy, with more snow showers around the country and daytime temperatures just above freezing point. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news. Listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's programme, the Constitutional Court makes a landmark ruling on an over-the-border pension dispute, and a Czech soldier serving in Afghanistan has been awarded the United States Armed Forces Bronze Star Medal. In today's spotlight, Dominik Jun will take you to the Cross Club in Prague's Holešovice district, and we'll end the show with another Czech lesson as always, so do please stay with us. The Constitutional Court on Tuesday made a landmark ruling regarding the difference in pensions between the Czech and Slovak republics. Cases exist where Czechs who worked in the other half of Czechoslovakia now receive the lower pension rate of the Slovak Republic. According to the new decision of the court, such citizens never worked in a foreign country and thus are entitled to compensatory payments to raise their pensions to Czech standards. Among the chaos this creates for the Social Affairs Ministry now is the fact that the ruling directly contradicts one by the European Court of Justice. Christian Falvey has the story.
Czech employees who worked in the Slovak half of Czechoslovakia during the years of the Federation and now receive lower pensions from Slovakia will likely remember the name of Karel Holubec. The railroad engineer from Pardubice had worked for the state-run Czechoslovak Railways since the early 1960s, spending some 25 years of that time in the Slovakian half of the country. When he applied for old age pension in 2008, the Czech authorities awarded him a paltry 3,500 crowns a month, based on the fact that he had only worked in the Czech lands for a few years. The average pension in the Czech Republic today is roughly 10,500 crowns. After failing in both the district and supreme administrative courts to have recognized what he felt was a basic right, Mr. Holubets turned to the constitutional bench, which at last on Tuesday confirmed that he had never been employed in a foreign country. Vlastimil Gottinger is the spokesman for the constitutional court.
There is a treaty on social security between the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic, and the Constitutional Court has found that a compensatory payment has to be made towards old age pensions if the recipient was working for different periods in the Czech or Slovak Republics prior to 1993, so that the pensions of certain citizens are not unjustifiably lower.
The decision, for the first time ever, flies in the face of a decision of the European Court of Justice, which ruled last year that the practice of compensatory pensions for those who worked for companies based in the Slovakian half of Czechoslovakia but live in the Czech Republic was discriminatory. The Constitutional Court somewhat brazenly contested that the European justices had failed to take into consideration the unique history and consequential situation of citizens of their divided state. Director of the Social Insurance Systems Department of the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs, Jiří Král, told Czech Radio the decision was incomprehensible.
We have to respect the decision of the court, of course, but it is surprising nonetheless. For one thing, the court emphasizes that it is not responsible for interpreting international treaties, which is exactly what it has done here. But even more surprising is the sharp criticism of the European Court of Justice for ignoring European history, while at the same time virtually all of the countries of Europe have broken up or shifted at some point, particularly the countries formerly in the Soviet Union.
At the same time, he calls the ruling a disaster of lesser proportions. Had the Constitutional Court reverted to a decision from 2010 that the state must pay pensions for all former state enterprises, the damage would have been in the hundreds of billions. As it is, the new situation creates new and possibly unforeseeable consequences.
Since these two courts have settled this issue in different ways, now if a Slovak citizen, for example, decides that he would prefer the higher pension available in the Czech Republic, I fear that Luxembourg could try the case, and the European Court of Justice has the option of enforcing its decision through fines and so on. The situation is very complicated. We thought we had resolved it legislatively last year, but here we are again. You will have to give us more time to think about how to deal with the Constitutional Court's decision.
How exactly the method of compensation will be reinstated in practical terms should be known by the end of the week.
Christian Falvey with that report. Moving on now, a Czech soldier serving in Afghanistan's southern province Logar has been awarded the United States Armed Forces Bronze Star Medal. Staff Sergeant Michal Novotny, who is squad leader of the Prostějov Reconnaissance Unit, was decorated for helping to save the life of an American soldier. It was to have been a routine clearance patrol on November the 19th of last year, one of many in the life of reconnaissance squad leader and combat medic Michal Novotny. But this particular mission ran into serious difficulties. A number of roadside bombs went off in quick succession, seriously injuring an American soldier who was monitoring the ground some distance away on foot. Novotny rushed in without security and applied tourniquets, despite the possibility that more bombs could detonate. Here is how he recalls the incident.
There was an explosion close by, and for a few seconds there was confusion as we tried to figure out what was happening. It was hard to tell at first if we were under a mortar attack by insurgents or if it was planted bombs going off. Then one of our boys said he could see a soldier in trouble in the field. So I asked the driver to let me out and ran to help him.
The US soldier had lost both legs and a hand in the explosion, which flung him several meters from the crater it caused. Novotny, an experienced combat medic, dragged him to safer ground and set about doing what he could to save his life. Soon others ran to help, and within 14 minutes, a medevac helicopter had landed on the site. Surgeons at the army hospital said later he had saved the soldier's life. Sergeant Novotny says he was only doing his job.
It was thanks to the training courses I received in the United States that I could serve at the forward operating base. The award is a big honor, but the biggest reward is having saved the man's life. I hear his second child was recently born, and he has a lot to live for. As I see it, I was just doing my job and didn't expect recognition. I was told the doctors at the Army Hospital reported on the case and put my name forward for this award.
This incident was not the only time when Sergeant Novotny could put his medical training to good use. He was there when a Czech armed vehicle hit a mine in 2008, injuring one of his team and killing another. Despite the bad memories, Novotny, who has now completed two missions in Afghanistan, wants to join another next year. He says that having gained the experience, he wants to use it.
There's another mission next year that I want to be a part of because I think if one has the experience, one should use it. I put a lot of time and effort into training for such situations, and I think the boys who were out there with me will welcome the fact that I'm with them and that they can rely on me whenever they run into trouble.
Sergeant Michal Novotny, who won the United States Armed Forces Bronze Star Medal, speaking there to Czech radio. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Now, this being Wednesday, it's time to go places. And this week, Dominik Jun will head for a club in Prague's Holešovice district.
I'm standing in northern Prague in the Holešovice district on Plynárny Road, right in front of a rather unusual red multi-story, 1, 2, 3, 4, five-story building that is called the Cross Club. Now, if I turn the corner into the car park, there's an artistic structure that I don't doubt that the Monty Python and famous film director Terry Gilliam would consider a potentially wonderful location, one that's worthy of his rather distinct abstract style, because in the car park area of the Cross Club is a structure consisting of metallic parts, industrial bits and pieces from factories, cogs, all sorts of things like this, and it all forms part of a multi-story outer balcony. It's kind of a cross between New Orleans and Terry Gilliam is the best way to describe it, and it was designed by an artist called František Chmelík. So I'm going to talk to the people behind the Cross Club, which calls itself an independent culture centre, responsible for promoting independent music and all various forms of independent art. So I'm just being met by Tomáš Genzor, who is the co-owner and creative director of the Cross Club. Hello, Tomáš.
Hello. Vítejte.
Could you describe to me something about this outside structure here?
Everything that is here in the club was built gradually. The whole thing began with no capital and us having no experience. We've been here roughly 10 years now, and in the beginning we just rented part of the basement. František Chmelík, who is the creator of all of these structures here and the interiors inside too, used to have a printing business here, and then friends started to gather in one of the spaces in the building, and it grew from there. We envisaged the place as being an alternative center for alternative culture, and we always tried to make it affordable and accessible to ordinary people. But we started really with nothing, and somehow a meeting place for friends grew into this club.
nějaký místo, kde se potkávalo pár kamarádů z té firmy.
And František Chmelík, tell me about him. He's a sculptor, a designer or
Je to vlastně normálně vyučený elektrikář, který se živil jako nějakou
He's actually a fully trained electrician who used to make a living fixing printers. And then he found his calling here in the field of design, finding his creative spirit, and he developed alongside the club just as we all did. Of course, Chmelík leaves behind a truly unique mark with the design work he has done here.
A František Chmelík po sobě zanechává nesmazatelnou stopu tady v domě.
So our discovery of the inside of this multi-story building begins in the basement, which is equally full of industrial metallic design, machine parts, variously lit with colored gels, greens and oranges. So we're just going to walk to this. There's a bar area here, and then there's also a stage, which is that for live music?
Tahle stage je vlastně DJská. Dějou se tady i nějaký menší koncerty, jako akustický, pokud jsou nějaký dva lidi třeba.
This stage is for DJs. Smaller concerts also take place here. For example, an acoustic setup of two performers with a guitar or electric music with live performances. And in this place is where it all really began, with a few friends just getting together for drinks, for want of a better description.
Elektronická muzika doprovozená živýma muzikantama. Tady se asi začínalo, tady byly jakoby první ty nějaký kalby, když to tak nazvu.
I'll let the audience listen to some of the sounds here of the metallic machinery that's spinning around slowly. The entire place is wired for movement. You feel like you're in a factory of some kind.
Když jsme tady začínali, tak to tady vypadalo úplně jinak. Vlastně tady se pomalu jakoby představovalo, že
When we started here, it looked entirely different, and reconstruction work was very gradual. Because we didn't have any money, our designs would come from waste materials, so a lot of the things here are from the scrap heap, or from disassembled computers, or from printers, as we had access to them. So most of the decor is from recycled materials.
Měli přístup, takže je to i vlastně většina těch věcí je z nějakého recyklovaného materiálu.
So it's basically junk. You've taken junk and you've turned it into art. Is that right?
Jo, dá se tak říct. Jakoby dneska už jakoby dřív se dělali jako spíš maličkosti.
Yeah, you could say that. In the past, it tended to be individual sculptures in various places. Today, when we undertake reconstruction efforts, we try to have some kind of plan to work from. So we know what we want, and we now tend to collect more of the materials in advance. And we even have some money to invest in the whole effort. So it's a much better process than it used to be.
Dneska už se to dělá mnohem líp než dřív.
So now we're heading back up from the basement to the ground floor, which is also full of areas for people to sit, to have drinks. There's a kind of mini buffet area of some kind serving food. So people who are dancing downstairs come up here for a snack.
Exactly.
Okay. Fantastic. Wow, this is... Wow. I'm in now complete darkness, waiting for a light to come on. So this is the step. Oh. Turning on the fuse box. That's the sound of yet more machinery, a sort of spinning mechanical structure that's full of whirling green and blue lights. And we're in a room that's a dance floor, and it can only be described as something out of Ridley Scott's Alien or something like that. Tell me about this room.
No, tak tady je vlastně hlavní stage. Tady probíhají veškerý koncerty, ty headliners.
Here is the main stage, and most concerts take place here. This is where our headliners perform.
Prostě performují tady na té stage. To je vlastně jakoby naše hlavní stage.
So now we're heading to the first floor, floor one. We've looked at the basement and the ground floors. Now we're up to the first floor, which is designed very differently. The industrial design is gone, and instead it's sort of a Aztec wooden, very light, very rustic. Tell me about this, what we're seeing here.
No, tak tohle patro je vlastně dodělávaný, jako se otevřelo lidem jako poslední.
This was the last floor to open to the public. We tried to create an atmosphere here, evoking natural materials, wood and ceramics. We have a kitchen here, so this place functions as a restaurant, also selling quality coffee, tea and so on. It's ideal for a sit-down and a chat during the day.
Vaříme, máme kuchyň a máme tady kvalitní kávu, čaj, víno. Prostě je to takový na posezení, na povídání přes den.
Do you call this the chill-out area?
Yes.
This is kind of a standard restaurant, and there's another separate room, which is the design, again, is a really extraordinary use of colours. We're seeing yellows and oranges, that lots of small lights that reflect against the wood.
Vlastně starý rádia, žil jakoby někdy z 30. až 50. leta. A tady vlastně tato místnost v té kavárně se používá na ty...
Those are old radios from the 1930s, and this room is also used for various screenings because we have a free cinema here every Wednesday. We also have various lectures and presentations, or we have them on Sundays on the main stage.
Jsou ty přednášky jakoby hodně tady, nebo jsou pak na té hlavní stage třeba v neděli.
So tell me a bit more about that, because you're not just like a dance club then, you're also a cultural center, so...
No, tak v dnešní době máme pronajmutý celý ten dům, kromě toho klubu, který je dole, kde se nedějou jenom hudební akce, ale...
We now have the entire building leased, so apart from the main club downstairs, which is also used for various theatrical performances and so on, we also have rehearsal rooms and art studios in the floors above us. There's even a radio studio up there somewhere. Basically, each month we try to showcase someone, a young, upcoming, or interesting artist. Sometimes it's tied in with some wider thematic presentation. So, for example, if we're focusing on the Middle East, then we have an exhibition of photographs from this region here, and so on.
Máme tady nějakou výstavu, třeba fotografii z Blízkého východu, a tak podobně.
And is this entire building, I mean, it's obviously cost a lot of money to put together. Do you have a lot of customers? Is it easy to, on the economic side?
Tak není to jednoduchý, protože jsme se to rozhodli dělat jako alternativně, takže prostě ty zisky jakoby jsou...
Well, it's not easy, because we decided to do it as deliberately alternative, so the profits are smaller, sometimes approaching zero. Occasionally, we have some difficulties, but I have to touch wood that we've been doing pretty well. We started off and have continued the idea of mostly free entry, or it is a student price and the bars aren't expensive either. So it's all pretty much working at the moment. The club has gained an enormous reputation, really across the world, with our relatively small stages enabling festival musicians to play here from all corners of the globe. So hopefully it will continue.
Já myslím, že to funguje, no. Pořád se rozrůstáme, takže snad to jakoby zaklepu a snad se bude dařit.
That's the sound of somebody touching wood.
That edition of Spotlight was prepared and presented by Dominic Yoon. Now in the final part of today's program, a Czech lesson from Pavla Horáková's popular ABC series, which Radio Prague has just started rebroadcasting.
And welcome to the last but one episode of the ABC of Czech, Radio Prague's own Czech language series, in which we follow the letters of the alphabet. Today's letter is Y, and it stands for Yippie, or all kinds of exclamations, which are such an important part of any language. Exclamations, or interjections, are the easiest and most expressive means of conveying feelings, moods, or sensations. Let's start with the pleasant feelings. When you see, hear, touch, or smell something beautiful, or hear some good news, you'll most probably say,
yeah.
When eating something tasty, or just thinking of a delicacy, Czechs will say,
mňam,
or
mňam mňam,
which sounds very similar to the English word yum, doesn't it? The exact opposite is,
fuj,
which can be used when expressing disgust over bad food, nasty smells, or any unsightly object or unpleasant situation. The verbal expression that goes hand in hand with goosebumps is
brr.
People use it when they are cold or just imagining something terrifying. When you experience sudden physical pain, the automatic response is to scream
au
or
jau weiss.
To warn someone, to tell them to watch out, Czechs shout
pozor.
To express sudden, strong happiness or joy, people typically shout
hurra.
A word which is very similar in many European languages. And another one, which is probably shared by even more languages, is
ha ha ha,
expressing laughter. And that's all for today's episode.
Ach jo.
That's an expression of regret, by the way. But we'll be back next with the last remaining letter, Z. Also, don't forget you can find all the previous episodes, both in sound and text, on our website. That's www.radio.cz/English. Until next time.
Naschledanou.
Take care.
Pavla Horáková with that edition of ABC of Czech, and it's brought us to the end of today's program. You'll find all our programs in text and sound at radio.cz. And should you like to write to us, then you can contact us at english@radio.cz. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and goodbye.